is VOA News via remote.
Ukraine on Saturday called on civilians in the eastern Luhansk region to flee from amassing Russian forces after officials said more than 50 civilians trying to evacuate by rail from a neighboring region were killed in a missile attack the previous day. Air raid sirens sounded in cities across eastern Ukraine, which has become the focus of Russian military action in recent weeks, following a withdrawal from areas close to Kyiv. Shanghai's vice mayor admitted to shortcomings in the city's handling of its COVID-19 outbreak, as a record 23,600 new cases were reported on Saturday. Deputy Mayor Zhang Ming was speaking after the United States said it was allowing non-essential staff and their families to leave its consulate in the city. Pakistan's parliament abruptly adjourned before a planned vote on ousting Prime Minister Imran Khan and had not reconvened as scheduled on Saturday as political uncertainty continued to grip the nuclear-armed country. Members of Khan's party had suggested on Friday they would try to delay the vote as much as possible. The cricket star-turned-politician has vowed to struggle against any move to replace him. The latest twist in a crisis that has threatened political and economic stability in the South Asian nation of 220 million people. Israeli soldiers killed a Palestinian militant on Saturday in clashes that broke out in the occupied West Bank during a raid in the hometown of a gunman who had carried out a deadly shooting attack in Tel Aviv. That's what Israeli and Palestinian sources are saying. Tensions between the two have soared in the run-up to the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, with both sides warning against escalation. This is VOA News. Russia continues to hit Ukrainian non-combatants, such as the civilians killed in Friday's rocket strike on Kramatorsk railway station in eastern Ukraine. That's what British military intelligence said on Saturday. Russian operations continue to focus on the Donbas region, Mariupol, and Mykolaiv, supported by continued cruise missile launches into Ukraine by Russian naval forces, the defense ministry said, adding that Russia's ambition to establish a land corridor between Crimea and the Donbas continued to be thwarted by Ukrainian resistance. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi said on Saturday Tehran would not give up its right to develop its nuclear industry for peaceful purposes, and all parties involved in talks to revive the 2015 nuclear accord should respect this, state media reported. 11 months of indirect talks between Iran and the United States in Vienna have stalled, as both sides say political tensions are required by Tehran and Washington to settle the remaining issues. Iran also said on Saturday that it had imposed sanctions on 15 more U.S. officials, including former Army Chief of Staff George Casey and former President Donald Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani, again as months of talks to revive a 2015 nuclear deal have stalled. Almost all the officials' names served during Trump's administration, which imposed sanctions on Iranian officials, politicians, and companies, and withdrew the United States from Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. The Philippines' Rodrigo Duterte and Chinese President Xi Jinping stressed the need to exercise restraint to maintain peace in the South China Sea, Manila's presidential office said on Saturday. The two leaders held an hour-long telephone summit on Friday, discussing a broad range of topics, including concerns over the Ukraine crisis and COVID-19 pandemic responses. Sri Lanka will need about $3 billion in external assistance within the next 6 months to help restore supplies of essential items, including fuel and medicines, to manage a severe economic crisis, its finance minister told Reuters Saturday. The island nation of 22 million people has been hit by prolonged power cuts, with drugs, fuel, and other items running short, bringing angry protesters out on the streets and putting President Gotabaya Rajapaksa under mounting pressure. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.